Has anyone ever seen one of these before? Look in front of your knees. Yeah. Connect with Mount Olivet. Oh, prayer requests. Would you please write down if you have any prayer requests? We love to pray with you and pray for you. I had a couple of people stop me in the narthex and we prayed in front of God and everyone. Oh my goodness. Things I want you to be mindful coming up this week that maybe you can include in your prayers. November 10th. Can anyone tell me what November 10th is? Who said three Marine Corps? How many Marines we got here today? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the oath. Yes. What does it say if the Army and the Navy ever look on heaven's scenes? They'll find the streets are guarded by United States Marines? Yes. So think of the Marines. And then also I want you to think of the November 11th, which is... Thank you, you remembered. People take an oath. And last I checked, when you take that oath, there's no expiration date on it. So for the people who served, who took an oath, thank you so much. Let's be mindful of them in our prayers. And then please, for this one, much more serious, the night tonight and the ninth in the evening into the morning of the 10th in 1938, the world was changed forever. The National Socialist Party of Germany, the Nazis, started the roundup of the European Jews. They call it Kristallnacht because they went around and broke all the glass on all the Jewish businesses, and then from there on it just got worse, and anti-Semitism continues to this day. Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. Prayers for that too, would you? Okay. Have you heard this story before? This Pharaoh character and the Red Sea and all that. Has anyone not heard that story? Well, I got a story for you that a kid went to Sunday school one day, and after Sunday school, he stops and sees his dad, and dad says, "Hey, what'd you learn today?" "Oh, we learned about people in Israel, people from Israel who were kept as slaves of the Egyptians, and they got by this horrible guy named Pharaoh." "Well, really, what happened?" The kid continues. "Oh, well, this Pharaoh character, keep these people in slavery, and then God sends this character named Moses. You ever heard of this Moses, Dad?" "Well, yeah, and he does all these amazing, wicked things. He turns the river into blood, and there's frogs and boils and bugs and finally killing the cattle and killing kids." "Well, did it work?" the dad said. Well, yeah. Pharaoh let them go. But then Pharaoh changes his mind and comes after them. Well, then what? Well, Moses calls in an airstrike. And they start to strafe the Egyptian tanks and destroy them on the ground. Dad's looking, huh? They also they gave them time to cover for the engineers who were building the pontoon bridges that are going to go over the Red Sea. What? Well, yeah, the Israelites, they crossed over the sea, didn't get their feet wet, but while they were making this pontoon bridge, they called in another airstrike and it destroyed the pontoons and it wrecked and killed all the Egyptians. Your Sunday school taught you this? The teacher taught you this? "No, Dad, but you wouldn't believe the story she told us." It's called a miracle in the Bible. You know, there are more miracles in the book of Exodus than there are in any of the other Hebrew scriptures. More miracles in the book of Exodus. If you got a moment, take some time and read the book. It's amazing. It's one of the 66 books in the Bible. Yeah. Oh, what's a miracle? Huh? I want you to do yourself a favor when you get home. I want you to look in the mirror. You are a miracle. Yes, you are. It's easier to see when kids are this big. than when they're gray-haired old farts like me. But you're a miracle. You had nothing to do with your birth. You are here as a gift from God, a miracle. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what we're supposed to learn from this story. Was it the airstrike? Was it the chariots? What was, well, the sea? Maybe it means a lot more than what it says. Is that fair? Does the Red Sea symbolize maybe obstacles in our lives? Could that be? And then there's the Lord's solutions. And the Lord's solutions are always bigger, much bigger than our thinking, right? God sees things that we cannot see. Go forward, I'm with you. Yeah, right. Even in the face of impossible obstacles, you are really with me? You are? I can't imagine what the Israelites are thinking. Finally escape from this nasty, cruel, evil Pharaoh. They're leaving the period, the pyramids behind. God hears them. God hears their cry. God hears our cries, right? Then he sends this reluctant Moses. How many times have you read this story? Huh? I found something in the book that I haven't seen before. Now, I've been reading this book for more than a couple of weeks now. But if you look in Exodus chapter 12, verses 35 and 36, the Israelites had done as Moses told them, and they asked the Egyptians for jewelry of silver and gold and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they let them have what they asked. And so they plundered the Egyptians. I don't know what that means. But Pastor Lois is going to be in the narthex after the service. He'll answer that for you. But you hide things in the Bible. If you want to hide something from a Christian, where do you put it? In the Bible. Read the book. Finally, they have this sense of freedom of the nightmare of slavery. Over 400 years. Free at last, free at last. They thanked God Almighty. They were free at last. They are going to go to the freedom of the promised land. And so are you. Thanks to him. Thanks for Christ's death and resurrection. You have the gift of eternal life. And you had nothing to do with it. It's always been about him. Always. Well, guess what? Pharaoh loses his mind and realizes, holy mother bunny, what was I thinking about? Where's my money going to go to? Where's my, how am I going to get to me? Oh, his heart, it says, is hardened. You know what? I think his heart was hardened long before this. He was indifferent to the sufferings of others. Others of a different race. You see, greed and comfort over the misery of others. He was a bad man. Guess what? You know, like Pharaoh, we too can get a hard heart, can't we? There are times. Sometimes if we let things stew long enough in here, our heart gets hard, full of callous. Ultimately leads to our demise. So, suggestion, if you have any unfinished business, lay it down at the foot of the cross. Your fears, your angers, your resentments, lay them down. Lay them down. We're almost done. You're doing great. The people are free. Pharaoh changes his mind, and they're up against what? Another huge obstacle. What is with all the obstacles of life? He wonders, you know, the Egyptians wonder, how could I let myself get duped by this weird Moses guy? And God has even duped me. Ever had those thoughts? Huh? When things don't go our way? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to come out here and die in the wilderness. It's quite obvious to me that Patrick Henry wasn't alive. What did Patrick Henry say? Give me liberty or give me death. Freedom, free at last. Moses hears the complaints of the people. Anyone here ever complained before? Yeah, thank you for being honest. How about this morning when you woke up? Oh, it's so cold down here. It's just terrible. You know, if you don't like the weather, you can move. Yeah, it works every time. God works continues. The Lord will fight for you. This is the one that I just, really? All this stuff is coming. The Lord will fight for you. All you have to do is what? Keep still. Huh? It's hard to keep still, isn't it? No matter what's going on in our lives, it's hard to keep still. You know that prayer that's often said, Lord, give me patience and would you hurry up? Right? We do kind of sometimes want to play God, don't we? Right? We think we know what's best for us and best for others. We forget to surrender our wills and our lives over the care of God every morning. I don't know about you, but I still need help. It took much more than guts for the Israelites to stand up to this mean, nasty Pharaoh's at least 600 chariots and then some. Almost done. So the couple of questions. Who do we cry out to when we're in trouble and facing an obstacle? Maybe a takeaway from this story is that. Who do we turn to? You see, God makes a way when it seems like there is no way. This old corny saying I learned decades ago. If God brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. So here's the deal. The Lord is with you. Yeah, the Lord is with you. Maybe God uses this, right, to help us in our walk. The Lord makes a way. Wherever you feel stuck in life, Jesus shows us a way. He even said it in John. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He shows us how to live no matter what the circumstances or what the obstacles, to live a way of compassion and gratitude and prayer and forgiveness and loving kindness. Yeah. Maybe we're supposed to learn from this story that God uses the Red Sea crossing to provide and prove to us that we will survive the impossible obstacles of life. The story provides a tangible means of grace for us. So please, remember that God is with us all the time. What does Jesus say in the end of the Gospel of Matthew? This is one of my favorite lines. And remember, I am with you always to the close of the age. Always. Amen.